Jerry Nadler has formally invited Robert Mueller to testify as soon as possible. And BMW adding nearly 185,000 vehicles in the U.S. to a 2017 recall for possible engine fires. 2 years ago, the company recommended they be parked outdoors till problems are fixed. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a breezy, warm day in progress. I think the high temperature will be about 82. I think thunderstorms will pop up later on in the afternoon and become more numerous this evening and tonight, and especially in the overnight hours, and some of the storms will become severe. With the threat of damaging wind gusts and the risk of tornadoes, make sure your weather radio or our weather app is next to you and able to wake you up in the event of a warning for your area. Do not risk your life on hearing a tornado siren, all right? Behind the system tomorrow, it's going to be a breezy, cool day with high temperatures barely in the low 60s. It'll seem cooler with some leftover showers as well. Saturday, the sun is back out. It's cool, but then Sunday, Easter Sunday, is a beautiful day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An abortion bill that would make almost all abortions illegal was approved by a House committee Wednesday. Republican Representative Terry Collins says the goal of her bill is to spark a court case to challenge the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion. With the threat of severe weather in the forecast, two weather sirens in Autauga County are not working right now. The EMA director says two sirens in the Marbury area were recently hit by lightning and could be down for weeks. He says everyone needs to have multiple ways to get severe weather alerts. And security improvements are on the way for the Dallas County Courthouse. Officials are planning to install metal detectors at the entrances to the main courthouse. The security camera system has also been upgraded. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying on Monday, April 1st, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
guys. Welcome back in 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. The talking heads are always on point.
Yes.
I got Dave Mowry in the studio. Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to nooner. Well, not nooner. I mean, into a nooner, you know. Not with you, Dave, but...
I hope not.
Our number, 272-9228. That's the Bath Innovations of Alabama guest hotline there if you want to get in on that. 272-9228. That will land you squarely on El Radio for those of you down in south of the Texas border there. We're going to go through this Mueller thing a little bit more with a fine-tooth comb. The more I read it, the more I realize. Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'll be honest with you. I'm going through liberal websites and looking at what they're latching onto because I'm starting with the worst aspects of it. And if those don't bother me, I know I'm going to have a happy reading this weekend.
Right.
If those bother me, I'm going to be, you know, I'll be. But I haven't seen anything yet that bothers me. Not one single thing. Not one single thing yet that bothers me. Everything can be in context properly placed there. Mueller says that Trump expected to benefit from Russian interference. If somebody's promoting your campaign, you probably will benefit. I mean, he'd be an idiot not to expect to benefit. That doesn't mean he hoped he would benefit. I mean, he wanted to benefit. He expected to benefit. You know, it's like if you're expecting children. Say you're having twins. Say you're having two twin girls. And you're expecting children.
Right.
You know, but it doesn't mean you want them now. Right? I speak from no experience. I've never had twins, but... JD, welcome to the program.
Hey, man. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Congratulations, good sir.
Thank you, Brent. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I saw on Facebook you were expecting twins.
I am. They're coming.
Yeah, let me tell you, man. I've never had the honor of having twins, but from those who have, it's a real treat.
They say it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
They're lying.
It'll
be fun in retrospect. Now the whole being a father thing that and all that, but like one kid is like a lot. I can't imagine going from zero to two.
But I'm looking at it this way. These are our first kids.
Yeah, you'll survive.
I won't know any better. And, I mean, to me, this will be. Just be what having a kid's about.
You know what? That's actually true.
That's a
and
great
so, that,
point.
So then, if you have another one, it'll be like super easy.
Yeah. What is this?
Exactly.
And you know what? You'll also always be able to sneer at everyone who talks about having a hard time with one kid. Because as someone
losers.
As someone with seven, and someone's like, oh my gosh, my two kids are driving me crazy. I'm constantly on the run. They eat all my food. We can't afford these two kids. And I'm like, okay. You know, you don't do it openly. You don't say, shut up, woman. You know.
Oh, no, well, of course. You got to be southern about it.
Right, but you'll always
bless
feel superior.
Bless your heart.
You know, if I would have woken up to my head sewn to the carpet this morning, I'd have been less shocked at the fact that Baron Coleman can't find anything wrong in this Mueller report.
I know, right?
Well, I keep looking. You know what I'm doing? I'm on the Mueller Reddit website. And I'm trying to, and I'm going to their hardest hitting things. And
Reddit, going for the reputable ones. I like it, man.
Well, they're pretty, you know, they got the autists out there. They're pretty good at going through this stuff.
Crowdsource our news. I like the way you're doing it. Okay.
Well, listen, it came out while I was on the air. What do you want? And I'm sorting by best.
Yeah, he needs to, he needs a little time to decide, you know, which take exonerates him the best, John.
Exactly. No, I get it. I mean, I'm just saying.
Right.
I thought about the head carpet joke, and I had to call in.
That was a good one.
Well, it's dynamite. It really is. How about this? Page 112. There's evidence that at least one purpose of the president's conduct towards Sessions was to have Sessions assume control over the Russia investigation and supervise it in a way that would restrict its scope. All right, now, JD, that sounds bad at first glance, right?
If you're
a liberal, you point to that and say, "See, he was trying to control the but now that that didn't happen and they had full control and full reign and they still found nothing wrong, why do you think he was trying to limit its scope?
Well, it didn't happen because he fired him, Baron.
Yeah, but
it's not like Donald Trump was like. Oh, okay, that's a bad thing. Let's not do it.
No, but I'm saying, why
did
Trump...
He's not going to do this for me. Let's fire him.
Why did Trump want to supervise... Why did Trump want Sessions to supervise it in a way that would restrict its scope?
So a million different reasons. The man's a pathological liar. He probably didn't want to get caught in nine lies.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll give you that. But how about going back to the quote we were talking about late in the 10 o'clock hour, that these types of things have a way of derailing your presidency, just the mere appointment of a special counsel. It hangs over.
There's
a cloud. So wouldn't you want your guy to sort of restrict its scope so that it goes quickly, you know, concludes quickly, gets out of the way, and then you can go back to...
Of course you would want that. But, I mean, is that the right thing for a president to do?
Well, it didn't happen, and they didn't find anything. So be it, right?
So be it.
You would admit this completely exonerates Trump, right?
Well, I wouldn't get that far.
Well, you would admit this is a report that shows he did nothing criminal, correct?
I mean, I haven't read the whole thing, man. I've been driving around working. I was giving you guys a call. I was listening in and out of the news. I can't listen. If I haven't read it, I'm not going to say it.
That's fair. Hey,
I can't tell you how Tennessee City ends either. So, I mean,
what I said was, I mean, they're talking about that. It allows Congress to continue the investigation, so it'll just go on, you know, it'll just keep, the drum keeps beating. Look, the people that believe that he obstructed or that he colluded with Russia, believe it. And the people that don't believe that he colluded or, you know, colluded with Russia or obstructed the investigation, don't believe it. And there's like 9 people in the whole country that are in the middle.
Do you know what two cities they were talking about in A Tale of Two Cities?
Paris and London?
Well, I was asking JD.
Oh, he knows.
So he said he didn't know how it ended.
If I'm gonna guess.
Wait, does it end with a doppelganger getting his head cut off? Because isn't that how it ends? Isn't that how Tale of Two Cities ends?
It ends bloody. It's not a doppelganger, though, is it?
But the dudes look just alike, and so Carton decides that because he's the loser, he's like, and they look enough alike, he sacrifices himself.
Fair enough.
They chop his head off.
Fair enough. But not because of his case of mistaken identity.
No.
Right.
No, on purpose.
Right. All right, that's how it ends.
Sacrifice.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Guys, sacrifice. Good talking to you. Thanks for reaching out.
Sacrifice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Sorry for the spoiler.
Oh.
I mean, I know JD was going home to read A Tale of Two Cities. He said he didn't know how it ends. No excuse for that. Did he not read it in high school? Didn't everybody have to read it in high school?
That's where I read it. One of the few books that I read in high school that I actually enjoyed.
You know, there were several books I read in high school I liked. I didn't do all of the homework.
I mean, like, ones that I was, like, had to read. There are a lot of books that I read, but the ones that I had to read were kind of like, meh.
Yeah.
Baron, it's almost like the education system wants to discourage you from liking reading.
Oh, boy. I never considered that. You know what I forgot to do last hour?
Read a spot.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you this, that last hour of the program was brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage do nothing short of spectacular work on a daily basis. And amigos, I usually do this spot during the 10 o'clock hour. Some of you don't listen during the 10 o'clock hour. You don't know who the best mortgage lender in the River Region is. You don't know where you can go and deal with absolute perfection. Oh, she'll tell you. She's humble. She'll say, I'm not perfect. Amigos. Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage does perfect work on a daily basis. I have been nothing short of thrilled every time I've talked to her and every time I've had her work. She's helped me buy a house. She's helped me refinance a house. She's helped so many people that I've personally referred to her, not just on the program, but in real life, outside of the program. I truly believe in her product. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. It does make a difference who you call. She can help save you a lot of money, put you on the path to financial success. All I got to do is call her, 567-4223. 567-4223, or fill out that whole application online. ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALAHomeMortgage.com. Her NMLS number 1586368. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, equal housing lender. I didn't forget about Kim Williams. I just did one out of order. I did Cole Plumbing instead of Alabama Home Mortgage.
It happens.
So I'm fluid. But guess what? You're getting exposure to a whole new audience.
Exactly.
We'll be back.
I called too many times. Time you got to call me
on FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner, and we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Dogs are man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Subaru, your 2019 Subaru Dealer of the Year for Alabama. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. If she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know, I know.
We need a radio station, dude. I mean, a music station.
Right.
Look at what CNN's doing.
Or at least a couple hours.
Trump told Sessions, this is the end of my presidency. I'm blanked when Mueller was appointed. They totally take out the whole context. Now, every liberal NPC in the country is going to run with that line. He knew it. He knew he was.
He knew.
He knew it. They knew.
God, I hate these people. I was hoping, you know, here's the thing. If you're CNN, like, go all in and just put F star CKED.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to.
You
don't need four dashes.
You need to redact half the word.
More than half, the two thirds of the word.
It's redacted, Baron.
They could have done a star. Those could have done a dash.
Those letters are part of an ongoing investigation.
They could have made redacted. They could have made it look like Vanna White was turning letters by doing U and E.
That's right.
That's it. And then having the CK
right.
And the D and the F. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, why do they always redact the vowels?
I don't know. They always do, though. You know, some languages don't have vowels. Like Hebrew didn't have vowels.
Really?
Yeah, it's just all syllables all crammed together. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, that explains a lot.
That's what you... What?
It's like the story about Mike Krzyzewski, yeah. Where like he has to learn his name. His like
can
mama.
You spell it?
He's like no, yeah, Krzyzewski.
Krzyzewski. Is it Zewski or Zewski?
Who knows? But oh, how do they get a sh sound out of that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Poles have weird noises.
All other languages are extremely weird. English is the only good one.
What do you make about
next on David Barron?
What do you make about Denmark, the Danes? The Danube River. Do you make anything about all that DN?
I don't know.
Each other?
I've never thought about it before.
Yeah, most people haven't. Keep in mind, the tribe of Daniel went north and got lost. And it seemed like they named everything after themselves as they went north.
Where did they start putting the tribe of Dan, really? The O thing on the top of it. You know what I'm talking about? Denmark. When I think of like Scandinavian languages.
Oh, the little dots?
Yeah, but they have like an O on top of some letters.
Yeah.
Like we have umlauts. That's what the little dots are. Or like the French have like the...
The little carrot,
the triangle.
Upside down
the carrot. Yeah. Spanish has, you
the
know.
The tilde.
Yeah. Tilde's this thing.
The umlaut.
Yeah. Umlaut's the two dots. But only really Scandinavians have the
O.
It's an O. It's like a tiny O on top of like
and what
an
about
A.
What about the, Scandinavians also have the O with the dash through
it. Yeah, with
the
slash
line
through
it.
Yeah, it's like
Sorin.
I think that's like Cyrillic. I think that's like something from Cyrillic. Because they're kind of.
But I've always wondered about that.
I've never thought of that.
Tribe
before.
Of Dan going north, and then everything historically was named Dan all through that area. The Danes, the Denmark, Danube River.
Very interesting.
And, of course, Almany. There's a lot to read into that as well. I'm fascinated by the
right.
12 tribes disappear business. Because you know where some of them are. They're Pashtuns.
Right.
Some made it to Ethiopia. Some made it to Europe.
Some might have made it to.
Might have made it to the New World.
Maybe.
Boy, we can have a lot of fun. I don't know if we need to do it on Good Thursday.
Maybe not.
But we'll have some fun one time. Who's this?
Hey, somebody who loves having fun.
I told him, he texted and asked me to call back. I said yes.
You can say he didn't call yesterday, so now he's going to call four times a day.
Don't even know how. When he said earlier, this is why I called the first time. When he said this is a different type of president, I want to tell y'all, folks. When I tell you this is the first black president, let me tell y'all. His family comes from the word hustle. His granddaddy, if you notice, he never talks about his daddy because he knows his daddy, and they never bring up his daddy because he stands up. He knows his daddy done wrong and back in the day. That's why they never say nothing about Fred because he's paid into the folks. So Trump shied away from his dad, but his granddaddy came from Russia, came from a small town. Him and the man that comes up with Heinz ketchup, Mr. Heinz, came to America. They follow these folks on these gold rushes. And when the horses were going up the mountain and dying, this man was taking them, cooking them, and using this. And they never talk about the ketchup. The ketchup is what kept them coming. He was using dead horses now to make it over here in America. And then it was in the Klondikes at the time, but he made it way down here. He built a two-story motel right there and served food, and the gold went away. And that place, he put it on a stilt. I put it on the river and floated it down, and it didn't turn out too good, but he did get it pulled to the shore. Started over again, folks, from the bottom. When I tell you this man got more black in him than any of y'all standing out there, y'all gonna all bow down to Barron. I promise y'all, this man is different. This man is unique, and he is a God-fearing man. He loved women. And just like the white folks called it, affairs. Black folks call it cheating. And that's what Donald Trump said. He's cheating. He don't care. And it is what it is. He asked the Lord for forgiveness, I'm sure, sometime or another. So y'all forgive the man. Let's get behind him. Too many people are looking for that little bad thing. We ain't going to never move on. If you're looking for another problem, you are the problem.
Well, Randall, don't hang up because I got a legitimate question. Are you saying he's black?
I'm saying it's somewhere he got to touch in, bro. Somewhere.
I mean, but you tried to tell me where it came from, and then all of a sudden you were on to John Hines and ketchup.
Throwing a house down a river.
I was trying to tell you, black folks think that they don't have a chance, that they got it out of the mud, that they don't have the chance that the white man had. I'm trying to tell you, his granddaddy got it out of the creek, folks, out of dead horses, and came over here and made a living. Y'all ain't got no excuses. Nobody got no excuses no more. And I wish, and see, they putting out these little stunts about the Mueller report, and I'm going to have to go fight in my little shot house on Sunday. I'll be fighting all Sunday night with it because I won't know. I can't read. I'm scared like you. I wish you would have went and read it today so tomorrow we'd be fired up for the weekend. But it is what it is. They won't even be talking about it next week. They'd be on the him cussing and how he ain't with the Lord. And Jeff Sessions, I don't know what you done, but brother, you I guess we finna throw him out because you got some redactions in there, I see. All right, we'll see.
Appreciate it.
Well, okay then.
Where did the ketchup come from? They were saying something about ketchup. Heinz. Yeah, I know that, but
Trump's granddad, something Heinz, something dead horses and ketchup.
You know, John Heinz was a stand-up guy.
Well, I think what he's getting at is that they
I'm a Hunts guy.
Is that they came over here and like made something pulled themselves up by the bootstraps.
Yeah, I got you. Hunts or Heinz?
Heinz.
Really?
Yeah.
They got corn syrup. You know, Hunts has a non-corn syrup flavor.
You know what the real answer is?
What?
Make your own.
Yeah. Real tomato ketchup, Eddie?
Nothing but the best, Clark.
That's a great line. No, I'm a Hunts guy because if I can avoid corn syrup at all costs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this is something I don't beat on this program a lot because I don't like people to feel bad for their choices and what they give their kids and all that. We do not do fake sweetener or corn syrup in the house at all. Period. End of story. Corn syrup has mercury and lead and everything else in based on how they process it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's horrific for your body. I mean, not just because of the diabetes.
I did see this thing the other day, and I bought a bottle of it, and it's a 1896 recipe Heinz ketchup.
And?
Pretty good. It tastes...
Real sugar?
I didn't check the label.
I'll check.
But it,
I want to get... Where'd you get it?
Tate's Grocery Store in Hartford, Alabama.
Probably not going to go there.
Well, I mean, you should. They got good deals on meat.
Well, no doubt about it. How far away is this?
I'm like 2.5 hours from here.
Okay.
But I was down at the goat farm.
Do they do the, is this the styrofoam and the maxi pad and the meat? Or is this butcher block paper?
Oh, no, this is butcher block paper.
Good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they cut it right in front of you.
Oh, wonderful. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, now we're cooking with grease.
but it tastes like, tastes kind of like if you, like a, it really does. It tastes like a cross more, but it's like if you added ketchup, a little bit of Heinz 57, and like a little bit of A1. So it's tangy. It's really good.
I'll tell you what.
It's really good.
If as long as I have corn syrup in it, I'll definitely try it.
What's the...
If I could give everybody two pieces of advice on how to raise children, and not that I'm an expert. I mean, we do it. Or just how to take care of yourself. No corn syrup. No artificial sweetener. Just get rid of it. Just get rid of it. You'll find out you consume fewer calories if you're not on artificial sweetener. But man, a Coke has 100 calories. Fine. Either don't drink it.
Right.
Or,
factor it into your diet.
Or factor it in. But you can do without that soda. But don't do the diet soda, because what happens is your body tastes that sweet, starts clearing your bloodstream of sugar, your insulin levels go up, your blood sugar goes even lower, and then you're starving to death after a while, and you eat a ton of calories to make up for it. So your body is... artificial sweetener forces your body to start storing fat. That's the opposite of what you want to happen. It does it for gum. It does it for drinks. It does it for everything. Don't do it. Get off of it. It's terrible. It's horrible for you. Corn syrup may actually be worse because of the metals. You got all these, you know, brain problems and everything else, cancers and all these other things that can be caused from heavy metals in your body. Why are you purposely putting corn syrup in your child's diet? If you're going to feed them a soda, make sure it has real sugar. They have sodas with real sugar. They might cost a nickel more a can, but go get them. Or don't give them soda. Or don't give them soda. Go find a ketchup and a barbecue sauce without high fructose corn syrup in it.
Or make your own.
Make your own. Actually, I make a barbecue sauce called Awesome Sauce. It's just the Montgomery Inn recipe from the best barbecue place in America in Cincinnati. Whew. But I use Hunt's ketchup in it because it has no...
I did not know that that was the difference.
Yeah, well, Hunts
probably hasn't always been the difference.
Hunts has a corn syrup version, but Hunts has a version of their regular that tastes just like it without corn syrup. So we buy that.
My guess is that Heinz does too.
It's like 9 cents more. I don't think so.
Okay,
it's like 9 cents more. You just got to look at it. It'll say no high fructose corn syrup on it, and you got to constantly change around your barbecue preferences because barbecue is very hard to find without corn syrup.
HFCS.
Yeah,
bad for you.
But you can find it. It's terrible. Look at the metal content whenever they test this stuff. It's awful. Why would you consume that stuff? Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? I was trying to figure out what the hell was Randall talking about
black men and excuses.
I don't know, but he got me thinking about ketchup and corn syrup, so, you know.
Oh, okay, because I'm a black man. I called you a couple of weeks ago, told you I had twins coming.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Are they here?
Yeah, they're here. Healthy? Great.
Awesome. Congrats, man.
What did you name them, my friend? If you want to say
Christian
on there.
Grace. Oh, that's fine. I'll just give you the first and middle. Christian Grace and Sydney Burrell.
Man, that's beautiful. All right. I'm telling you, you're a lucky, lucky, lucky man. I think kids are an absolute blessing. They can be tough from time to time, but I don't know anybody on their deathbed who says, man, I wish I had fewer kids.
Okay, yeah, not me, but I'm going to just get back to whatever Randall was saying.
That's all good, buddy.
I'm trying to say you stole one from life and got an extra kid out of it.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I'm just talking about it. I'm a black man. I don't know any black man that doesn't work, you know, because ask any black man that works, he doesn't affiliate himself with sorry black people. So I'm going to put that out there right now. And I've been on my own since I was 17. I'm ex-military. Man, my
thank
old lady, we don't
service,
do food stamps. Thank
you.
Nope, I'll do it again. But thank we you. Don't ask for handouts. I don't know, like I said, no food stamps, welfare, none of that stuff, to this day.
The assumption that not on your part or Randall's part, but the assumption that is all, you know, only or mostly consumed by black people is inherently racist.
Yeah, you should despise the free meal. Isn't that one of the 48 laws of power?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. if you get it on your own, nobody can tell you what to do.
That's right.
So all this stuff, I get upset sometimes when I hear, you know, white men on TV or radio talking about the black community and this and that, never do anything. But I'm not finna go and talk about, you know, opioid crisis and what you need to do over in this community or that. Like, everybody needs to take care of themselves, you know?
Yeah, my position, when we were talking about it, maybe 6 months or 8 months ago, I think probably 98% of black folks are about like 98% of white folks. They're sick of the 2% that cause problems. And
exactly.
and give everybody a bad name. I think most people want to be left alone. They don't want the government coddling them. They don't want, they don't want their neighborhood going to pot. They want their kids to be safe, get an education. They want a job. They want all those things. And I think if we can start from that premise and sort of move from there, we as a community can have genuine discussions about what to do about things like crime and poverty and all that.
Yeah, honestly.
But as long as one group thinks the other group is inherently evil or lazy or bad
or sorry,
it really, really makes it difficult to have a conversation.
Yeah, because I wanted to meet Randall one day because he was the guy that wears his hat on backwards, right?
Sideways, my friend, sideways.
Sideways, okay, he's cooler than me. Now, when I was coming up, you know, I got accused of acting white.
Yeah.
Now, you don't hear that anymore.
No, but you used to.
I remember that.
To be fair, Mike, he's texting me and saying it wasn't about not working. It was about, he said, blacks not having the same chance.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. He needs to be afraid of me. I work in the heat and air right now, and I'm taking white people's jobs. I'm just putting it out there. So, like I said, I'm double alpha.
You're just taking
people's jobs.
Don't
nobody give me nothing. I take it. I'm like Trump.
Yes.
I take it.
Yes.
So,
that's the right
answer.
Anybody
else that can hear my voice, that's what you're supposed to. Are you going to fall on the wayside? So
hey, Mike, raise those babies well, kiss them, and tell them you love them every day.
And keep calling us. We like your calls.
I will. I've just been a little busy. I just got back to work. I've been on vacation.
Well,
but I will.
You have not been on vacation. You had kids. That's not vacation.
Hey,
yeah, you're right. But
hey, Mike, you don't have to keep calling, but you got to keep listening, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to listen. Like I said, everybody listens. So I do listen.
Everybody, I still listen. Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, sir. I wasn't brooming yet. I just got to take a break. New Look Decorating, generous sponsors of this program. New Look Decorating, they're on Atlanta Highway right there where Bell Road dead ends into it. If you've not been by there, go by their professional showroom. It is really, really spectacular. New Look Decorating does something almost no other paint supplier does. They have designers on staff to help make sure you're not putting colors that don't go well together. I might put like orange and brown and purple together and say, oh, and this is a nice thing for the living room. You know what? The designers might say, you know, Baron, that kind of looks like vomit. That's because they're nice and they're not going to let me do that to my house. And if your house has those colors, I apologize. I didn't mean to say that your house looks like vomit. But you might want to slide over to New Look Decorating, Benjamin Moore Paints, the high-quality Benjamin Moore Paints at New Look Decorating. And man, get some of those Benjamin Moore paints. They're made, many of those paints are made right here in Pell City, Alabama, which is frankly Pell City. Not Pelham, where I used to say, but Pell City, Alabama. Get by there. Benjamin Moore, some of the highest quality paints you could possibly imagine. Ask for a sample. If you go in there and say, Baron Coleman told me I could get a sample, they'll say, right this way, VIP buyer.
They're going to take it. They may take out a brush and just throw it on your shirt.
They'll just paint the end of your nose.
That's right. Here you go.
Doesn't that smell good? Doesn't that smell good? 37 minutes after 11 o'clock. Mike, Randall says he does want to meet you. That's what he's been waiting on. We'll be back. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then you look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a breezy, warm day in progress. I think the high temperature will be about 82. I think thunderstorms will pop up later on in the afternoon and become more numerous this evening and tonight, and especially in the overnight hours, and some of the storms will become severe with the threat of damaging wind gusts and the risk of tornadoes. Make sure your weather radio or our weather app is next to you and able to wake you up in the event of a warning for your area. Do not risk your life on hearing a tornado siren, all right? Behind the system tomorrow, it's going to be a breezy, cool day with high temperatures barely in the low 60s. It'll seem cooler with some leftover showers as well. Saturday, the sun is back out. It's cool, but then Sunday, Easter Sunday, is a beautiful day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
After 11 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here from 9 to Nooner. Greg Rann over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. Can you believe some people criticize us by saying we don't have enough advertising? Like, they don't even have enough advertising. Guys. And we have room for your advertising.
Yeah, we have the best advertisers, and we have room for your advertising.
We have room for your advertising, but we love our advertisers. Primarily because our advertisers are the best in their field. Have you ever gone to Cornerstone Managing General Agency and said, I have employees, and seen what they do? It's impressive. It's impressive. They come out, they make an appointment, they just review your benefits plan and decide whether they can save your employees money or not. Listen, I know some people, your job gets tight, you know, revenue gets down, things get tough, and you have to cut benefits or you have to cut pay. Or it's a tough decision to make. Why would you not call Cornerstone Managing General Agency first? Or maybe you are in a good business. Everything's jamming along. What wouldn't you want? You know, as I always say, the only thing better than money is more money. So, you know, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. But make sure Cornerstone Managing General Agency is a part of it. 356-1502. 356-1502. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. Quarter to the top of the hour. Biloxi Gambler.
You didn't mention who's sponsoring the telephone lines.
Bath Innovations of Alabama on the Eastern Boulevard.
There you go.
BathInnovations.com. 271-2723.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in. You were talking about the ketchup. I didn't think I'd ever leave Heinz. But I found the Hellman's ketchup, which is
the mayonnaise company.
Yeah, it's yeah, honey. It's what they use is honey and
oh, okay, you know, yeah, that makes sense.
And try that for your barbecue sauce because I use honey in my barbecue sauce.
Oh yeah, I am captivated. I know it. Is it just available at every grocery store? Or is it a specialty store you got?
I buy it at Walmart Supercenter, bro.
That's a specialty store.
That's a specialty store.
They have everything.
Yeah.
They specialize in goods from China.
I mean, if you find it in Walmart, it's everywhere. But yeah,
right.
It's Hellman's with the honey. Try that. Anyway, talk to y'all later.
Thank you. Hellman's with the honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by that selection. Hellman's with the honey. I don't care what you do. Just stay away from the corn syrup.
From the HFCS.
Yeah, and get it away from your children. I'm so excited to hear about all these people. We have two people that called here today. One is expecting twins, and the other just had twins. To me, it's like getting a free kid. Right?
Right.
Most people are going to go through pregnancy twice.
Right. But this one,
you get a free kid. It's a bonus kid. Buy one, get one. It's a BOGO kid.
This is probably the most underrated story, and it's getting lost with all the Mueller stuff.
Well,
it's a dynamite story.
If you need to dump any news today,
now's the day to do it. That's a good point. Look at this. On the Chiron, they're still pointing to this. This is the end of my presidency. I'm blanked.
They're missing the whole point, the context of that quote. If you read the second half of that quote, which we read on air, he says, these special counsels suck up all the oxygen out of the room, and they dog you, and it's all the news talks about. It's all you're remembered for. Doesn't mean you've done anything wrong.
This is the most underrated story in the world right now, in my humble opinion. Because if this vote goes well in May, one of America's longest and oldest allies, who we've actually fought twice in war, but also saved their asses twice in war.
The British?
Will be in friendly hands, Trump-friendly hands. Farage's Brexit party leapfrogs Tories to lead European election polls. Nigel Farage left UKIP recently and started a new party last month called Brexit Party. Mm. It's a one-issue party. We're going to get Brexit done. We're going to get it done the way we intended to get it done from the beginning. It is crushing Labour, the Conservatives, the Change UK Party, UKIP, the Liberal Democrats, the Greens. Everybody's getting crushed by the new Brexit Party. He's at 23% in one poll, 27% in another poll. Labour and Conservatives, both low 20s or below. And if you put together the Brexit Party, the Conservatives, and UKIP together, you're right at 50% in both polls. Nigel Farage could be, in the next 6 weeks, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Now, you put Nigel Farage and Donald Trump in the same room, you're going to get some foreign policy successes, amigo. You're going to get a Brexit that makes sense. You're going to get trade deals that make sense. This is a big story. This is underrated because it's not going the way the globalist corporatist whores in the mainstream media want it to go. But this is a story that should be plastered all over the top of every single newspaper, every single news. I mean, 6 p.m. news. I understand they have to lead with Mueller today, but this should be the second story. Nigel Farage's Brexit party. This is a party that was started last month. If you started a party 8 weeks before the United States election, you would not get 0.1%
out of the room.
Right. He's already over a quarter. Already over a quarter. And rising rapidly. So just listen, guys. It's an underrated story, but it's a story you need to pay attention to. 11 minutes till the top of the hour. Who's this?
Clint Jr.
Clint Jr. This is Clint's son, right?
No.
No. What's going on?
Little Clint.
Just the younger version. Y'all were talking about twins.
Yeah.
My wife, she was pregnant. And unfortunately, we had a miscarriage. But then a couple weeks later, she was still in pain. So we went back to the doctor, and he informed us that we had twins, and there was still one in there.
Wow. How about that?
And we had him. He's doing great. We named him Gamble.
That is awesome.
So it was a sad story that turned out good.
Is that a maternal last name by chance?
No, it's the first name.
No, I'm saying, where did it come from? Just the whole ordeal?
Ordeal, and it was a gamble on whether he'd live or not. Right.
That's wonderful. That's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
I was just informed by Randall, he has twin brothers, and his dad is a twin. I told you a story about the twin communities in South America.
Randall has a twin brother?
Yeah.
And his dad was a twin.
And his dad was a twin. Did you know that the country where... oh my gosh, what's his name? Mengele.
Yeah, Argentina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That where Mengele
escaped.
Down
there, huh?
Tons of twins. Tons of twins.
Pure coincidence, I think.
Mengele escaped with some knowledge on twins that he never told people
he had. He was obsessed with, like, and I'm doing air quotes, researching them.
Yeah, thanks for your call.
And, like, what caused it and all that.
Yeah, but, I mean, he obviously figured out how to make it happen.
Maybe.
Or else he brought a bunch of twins with him or people that had the twin gene.
I don't know.
But there's like, I forget what the numbers were. There's 40-something percent of the babies born were twins.
Yeah, it's a statistical anomaly.
It just happens to be where a guy who was obsessed with twins was. Mengele.
Right. Not a good person.
No, obviously not a good person. If you keep track of all the people who made it to South America, and you believe for 1 second Hitler didn't make it, you're crazy. I'm just saying. Hitler's not going to let all his top lieutenants over there and not go himself.
I'm going to go with the Mossad would have got him. Maybe they did.
Do you think they got Trump in South America? Hitler.
Easy.
Ugh. I'm just saying that they got everyone else, right? They got Mengele. They got Eichmann. They're still hunting people down.
Oh, they're still getting them.
There are a lot of things that I'd mess with. Never the Mossad.
No.
Mossad.
But I think Hitler made it to natural death in Brazil. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Brett Lanham with New Look Decorating Center, your number one Benjamin Moore paint retailer. From the right paint color to update your home to zero VOC paint for the new baby's room, we are here to make it simple. We know that picking the right paint color can seem like a lot. It doesn't have to be. Let us make it simple. We can even make a custom one-of-a-kind color just for you. We also specialize in custom stains, glazes, and paint matching for touch-up. If you don't want to tackle the painting yourself, that's all right. Give us a call. We know the best painters this region has to offer. We will be glad to recommend paint contractors who use the highest quality Benjamin Moore paint and carry honest reputations. As for contractors, if you're tired of callbacks from your customers on mistinted paints, costing you time and money, come see us. We know paint, and we know your customers. We also carry the right Benjamin Moore paint for any job or budget. Give us a call at 334-271-0007, or come see us across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple, you make it beautiful.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Directly. Go deal with your jeweler directly. Don't deal with sales managers and salesmen and all that kind of stuff. Troop Booth is the guy you deal with at Heirloom Jewelers. He's the guy who evaluates your diamonds. He's the guy that sets the prices on all the jewelry. And because of that, he doesn't have to have all this markup in order to pay the salespeople all this money and all this commission and everything else. No. You're getting the best deal at Heirloom Jewelers. And when you go in there, you're going to find a whole collection of one-of-a-kind, antique, heirloom-quality jewels. You're going to find earrings and bracelets. You're going to find, oh my gosh, he had a tennis bracelet in there the other day. A sapphire and diamond tennis bracelet. Three diamonds, three sapphires. Three diamonds, three sapphires. Set in carved, hand-carved setting all the way around it. It was gorgeous. He has some of the most amazing stuff over there. Absolutely amazing. Oh, and guess what time of year it is? People getting engaged, right? You want to get engaged? You got to have the azaleas in bloom. You want to have the birds chirping. The sky is blue, all that kind of stuff. Plus, whenever you go to a wedding, you want to get engaged, right? Mm. You say, hey, they're doing it. We might as well do it. Go by Heirloom Jewelers. He's got modern bridal sets. He's got antique heirloom quality bridal sets. And he can keep an eye out for anything if you have something in mind that you don't see there. But I'm pretty sure you'll find something there that you're going to fall in love with. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, 6948 Vaughn Road. Just on the other side of Vaughn Road from Do Re Mi Karaoke, the old Bruno's, the old Sonic right there. Get by there when you get a chance. Tell them we said hello while you're in there, and take any jewelry you have laying around the house that you don't wear. Take that in there, and he'll give you a good price on it. Yeah, it's actually the best price in town. Best price in town. You know, I look, Heirloom Jewelers, go check them out. When I get a Facebook friend request, I always look at who my mutual friends are.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I see that you are a mutual friend, I dig harder to see if this is someone I want to be friends with. Because it might be a weirdo.
Me?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
I'm not friends with any weirdos.
No.
Isn't that like a qualification?
Yes.
What I notice is, the thing that I look at is, when you look at the other mutuals, are they all people that appear on the radio station?
Yeah. Yeah, or known through the radio station, advertisers or regular callers or something like that. That's a good indication it came from the radio.
I get a lot of this.
Yeah, this one
which
came
is a good sign.
Yeah, we love our radio people. Did you see Emily Hayes' husband went down to a mustache?
He's an extra in a movie.
Oh, is that what it? What movie is it?
It's
Two one,
movies?
Mr. Spotlow. Wait, Seth Spotlow's an extra in a movie?
That's like putting me as an extra in a movie.
Is it a movie about sprockets?
or someone getting kidnapped?
Is he going to have his white panel van? And his mustache? I love Seth Spotlow.
I do, too.
He's a fantastic guy. He's got great taste in music. He's a great guy. Can talk about anything.
He has a good sense of humor, so he will know that those jokes are funny.
Yes. If I saw Eric Trahan and Seth Spotlow coming towards me in mustaches, I'd be like, kids, get the hell out of the way.
Get them kids.
Get in the house. Dave, it's another fun day.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to digest this report tonight. We'll have some more meat tomorrow. Obviously, it's tough while we're on the air going through it, but
been in a mere 21 hours.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. 21
again.
Hours. That gives me, it's what, like 40 pages an hour? I can do that.
Easily.
I don't have to sleep. We'll be back. Dan Morris and Joey Clark on the Dan Morris Show around the bend. Give them your complete and total attention as they digest the news and bring you informative and entertaining radio here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. You can go your own way.